In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what lasting effect the Obama's trip to Europe will have on that continent. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The National Association of Realtors, whose members recognize that every market is different. A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton, along with the newest additions to our staff, Ian Chillog and Eva Walchover. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, how will Europe change after being Obama-sized? Mo Rocca.
Once a year, it's the royal free-for-all. Everyone lines up at Buckingham Palace for a free rub of the Queen.
She is so not amused by that. Paula Poundstone.
There's a fifth Beatle.
What?
I'm just way outside the box for you.
Oh, I see. And Adam Felber.
Well, sadly, Michelle Obama's visit has done permanent damage to a rock-solid edifice previously thought to be indestructible, Carla Bruni's ego.
Oof.
Well, if you're a...
Yeah, that's right. We Call me Carla.
We have a lot of Bruni fans here tonight.
Well, if Europe changes in any of those ways, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Paula Poundstone, to Adam Felber. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.